Okay, let's begin Parshas Baha'aloscha for this year, Tavshin Ayin, as we get start, Parakhes, Pasik, Aleph. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leima. The Parsha starts off by discussing the menorah, Baha'aloscha, Saneros, Al Mulpnei Menorah. Hashem says to Moshe to tell Aaron when he lights the menorah, Ya'iru Shavas Saneros, they will light. We discussed last year the Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha, what is the connection between the menorah and the lighting of the candles with the end of the previous parsha and that of Parshas Naso. But let's this week focus on a Rashi. Vayaskein Aaron, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Gimel, Aaron did exactly what Hashem told him to do, what Hashem told Moshe to do, and Moshe reported to Aaron. Says Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Vayaskein Aaron, Lahagid Shivcho Shel Aaron, Shelo Shina. What does this mean, that Aaron did what Hashem said? It's to say the praise of Aaron. Vayaskein Aaron Shaloshina. He didn't change anything. He did exactly what Hashem wanted him to do. Shaloshina. The obvious question that is asked by many of the Mefarshim is, what's the Chiddush of Rashi? Well, we would have thought that Aaron would have changed. Aaron wouldn't have done exactly what Hashem asked him to do. Malami Shaloshina. So what's the Chiddush? So maybe we could give two opposite answers of what does it mean that Aaron did not change what Hashem asked him to do. So first we have in source number one, a thought that's quoted in a number of the Hasidic Sfarim. I gave it to you from the Chiyucha Shel Torah, little volume. Vayaskein Aaron, Lahagid Shivcho Shel Aaron Shaloshina, says the first source. Rev Baruch Mimezhebesh, Necher HaBal Shem Tov, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Ra Pamas Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibar Ditchev, Beis Kiyam HaMitzvah. One time Reb Levi Yitzchak was witnessed about to do a mitzvah, V'gufo roseis behislavus kodesh. His whole body was on fire. The Levi Yitzchak was exploding when he was doing the mitzvah. It was just uncontrollable passion as he shook the lulav, as whatever mitzvah he was doing. That was the Levi Yitzchak. He was just overflowing with hislavus. Bechinas koatz motzai tamarna. Right, as a bechina, as the pasuk says, all of my bones, right, the mucker for shuckling. Koatz motzai tamarna shemicha mocha. So Amar says Rav Baruch, when he saw Rav Levi Yitzchak, Atah hevanti Rashi kasha. Now I understand Rashi. Why? Ma'u lahagit shivcha shel Aaron shaloshina. What does it mean that Aaron didn't change? V'chisalka adaitach sh'aaron hakoin yishanem yimitzvah Hashem. Would I think that Aaron would change? El hakavanahi. Now I realize. What's the message of Rashi? Shebevo'o laha'alos es haneros. When he goes to light the menorah, Nizhar Aaron shalola hislahev yoser midai. He has to be careful not to overflow too much. Kedei shalol yahafoch es haminorah velo yishpoch es hashemen. If Reb Levi Yitzchak Reb Adichev had a hard time controlling himself, he was so on fire. Imagine what Aaron HaKohen looked like. Imagine how much fire Aaron had inside of him. And if Reb Levi Yitzchak had that Aaron to light the candle to exactly what Hashem wanted, he had to control himself. He obviously had to have a lot of fire inside, but outside do exactly what Hashem wanted. That's the Gavlus Aaron. Shaloshina. He didn't let his slavos, his excitement, affect the Kiyam HaMitzvah. He controlled himself. He controlled the fire. That's one answer. But there's another opposite answer that's given in the name of the Sfas Emes. In source number two, Rav Avram Shor, Halekha Falibov, quotes the same question. Asks in one of his farim, it's the Mamari Shabbos Kodesh volume, but quotes Aaron Shaloshina, and again the same question, Ma Chiddush B'Mitzvah Zu Yosef Mishar Mitzvahs, what's the Chiddush of this? So he quotes from the Sfas Emes and from the Chassam Sofer. Line 4. Ki Yadua Masha Amru HaKadmonim. It's known what the early Sfarim write. Ki Ein Tokef HaChassidus Kitchilaso. Nothing is ever as it was at the beginning. The beginnings are always defining and the strongest moment of a project. V'haschalas ha'avoda tamid hu behislavus. Whenever you start something, it's exciting, it's strong, and eventually things peter out. You know, at the beginning of the first day of anything, the first day of a job, the first day of school, the first day of a shir, first day of a chavrusa, the first day of anything. Everything's full, everything is full speed ahead, everything's fire. And lots, slowly, you know, things peter out. Things aren't as strong over time as they were. The fire goes out a little bit. Right? It's the famous Daf Yomi joke. Right? Brachas? Billions of people are doing brachas. Billions. b'Shabbos b'Menucha. Right? Shabbos come, there's Menucha when it comes to Shabbos. Right? Every Masechta is a little bit, a few people lost. Right? Hopefully not. If not by Shabbos, Erevin's coming. Right? So, Halavai, but there's always a start. Whenever there's a new start, whenever the new Seder starts, a new Masechta, a new anything. Because beginnings. But then you get to the dog days of the mid-Masechtas, the mid-school, mid-job. It's not as exciting. There's no more fire. The Zehu HaShevach Shenemar Kan. That's the galus of Aaron HaKohen. What does it mean? Malamid Shaloshina? Nothing changed. From day one to day 5,000. Every single time Aaron HaKohen lit that menorah, every time he set it up, he had the same excitement. He had the same fire. Shetamid Asahad Lachemid Yom B'Yomo? The same fire, mi beli sheyeh ba'inyan shel hergel. There was never a habit. There was never just by rote. Tamid haya behislavus achet hashal heves olamei leha. As Rashi says, until the fire went up. Velo haya ba'inyan shel hergel. And that's what it means, shaloshina. Shetamid haya behislavus. Day six was just like day one. There was no difference when it came to Aaron HaKohen. It was always opening day. Every day for Aaron was opening day. The nire ki inya menorah shu maisa hadzlaka mutal yoser she halaka b'kaish, and that's why dafka, why shaloshina by this mitzvah? Aram did that by all the mitzvahs, but dafka by this one to hint to us, you got to keep the fire alive, got to keep the fire lit. That's just like Aaron did the hadlaka, so we have to keep the fire lit every time. V'lochein daika to amar shaloshina dafka here he didn't change. So if you put the two pshatim together, they're kind of opposites. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's shaloshina was that he controlled his fire. He didn't let his fire get out of control. And the second shot of the Chassam Sofer, Sfas Emes, the Chassam Sofer, is that they kept the fire going. They didn't let the fire go out. They kept it going strong. They didn't let the hislavus go out. Two opposite ideas based on the Rashi of shaloshina. Good. Let's go now to second parak in the parasha. Parak Tes Pasuk Aleph. Parak Tes Pasuk Aleph. Shlishi. Says the Pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana hashenis l'tzei samayaret v'sraim b'chodesh harishon le'imar. So Hashem says to Moshe in the midbar, what's the date? In the second year, l'tzei samayaret Mitzrayim, the second year after they went out of Mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishon. Meaning, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year after they went out of Mitzrayim. And then Vayasu Ben Yisrael Zapasa Pamoado, and they continue. Says Rashi. Vachodesh Harishon. Parsha Sheberosh HaSefer Lo Nemra Ad Iyar. Thank you. The Parsha, beginning of the Sefer, let's look back for a minute. The beginning of Bamidbar. What does it say at the beginning of Bamidbar? First Pasuk. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vadab Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Be'echad Lachodesh HaSheni Bashana HaShenis. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, second year. So Perek Aleph is Iyar of the second year. Perek Tes is Nisan of the second year. You can't get out of this one. Even the Ramban, who doesn't like to say it, cannot get out of this one. Says Rashi. Back to our Rashi. Parsha Shabarosh HaSefer Lo Nemrad Iyar. Lamadata She'en Seder Mukta Mu'uchar BaTorah. The Torah is not written in chronological order. Again, this should not be translated as the Torah is not written in order. What, the Torah is not in order? Hashem made a mistake? No, chas v'shalom. The Torah is written in perfect order, but it's not written in chronological order. That's what Eimuktim Amucha B'Torah. Hashem wrote it for a reason. He wrote it in this reason. Eimuktim Amucha B'Torah. And as we mentioned in the past, Rashi is comfortable by saying this, even where it doesn't specifically say it in the Torah. Right, Rashi says that Truman Tetzaveh happened after Kisisa. The Mishkan was a kapara for the Egel. The Ramban says, no, Truman Tetzaveh happens right after Yisro Mishpatim, right after Har Sinai. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. The Ramban does not like to say this principle unless he has to. Here you can't get out of it. The Torah gives dates. But Rashi is comfortable, so here everybody has to agree. Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. V'lama lo pasak b'zus, then Rashi says, though, why here isn't it written in order, in chronological order? Why is this parsha, what are we talking about here? Pesach Sheni. We're about to have this discussion of Pesach Sheni. Right, everybody who was Tamei, they want to do the current Pesach also. Why is it written out of order? Why didn't the Torah start off with this parsha? Sefer by Midbar. Mipnei shehi genusan shel Yisrael. Because this parsha is about the genus. It reflects negatively on Klal Yisrael. Why? Shekal arba'im shana shehoyu Yisrael by Midbar lo hikrivu ela Pesach zebilvad. All the 40 years in the desert, This was the only Pesach they brought. Year one, year two, that's it. No more bris milah, right? Uvriska yinsoru. Rashi says in Zos HaBracha that only Sheva Levi did bris milah, but rest of Klal Yisrael didn't do bris milah, Chazal say, because we were surrounded by the clouds, and the healing east wind couldn't get in and heal us from the bris milah. In any case, we couldn't do bris milah, we didn't do Pekar and Pesach until Yeshua ben Nun took us into Eretz Yisrael in Givat HaAralot, in the special place where he mauled everyone, and then we did the milah again. So that's Rashi. Why is the Torah, why does Sefer Bamidbar not start off with this Rashi, with this Parsha? Because this reflects Gnus. It reflects negatively on Klal Yisrael. Ask Rav Yeruchim. We'll have two Rav Yeruchims tonight. Ask Rav Yeruchim. Lemaisa, we know this was the only Karban Pesach that was given in the desert. Lemaisa, once we get here and we read the Torah, we realize that. So what's the Torah hiding? We're going to find out anyway. So ask Rav Yeruchim in source number 3. Quotes Rashi. And then he says on line 4, Ulechora, ma revach lanu, asher he'emanu aparsha, bi'yichor ma. So you delay it 9 prakim. Big deal. You still know it. Sof sof, halo nil mai shneyem. Vahagnus sof kol sof yiskale, im barishonim b'shniyah. What's the message of the Torah? You're right, this parsha is about the gnus of Klal Yisrael. So we delayed it 9 prakim. So we didn't know it for 2 weeks. What's the Torah trying to do here? That's enough to push it off? There must be an underlying message, says Rav Yeruchim. Nisbone na mizeh godel inyan shel kavod. Says Rav Yeruchim, you know what you learn from here? It's not just about what is said, but how it's said. If we think about, the Torah is trying to be makbid on the kavod of Klal Yisrael here. Shegam ba'ofan shehinach tzarech lahagid ulahamidis dvaragnus. You know what? The Torah has to say it. The Torah has to say something that reflects negatively on Klal Yisrael. But the Torah will go out of its way to minimize. To try to do it in a way that does not insult them as much, hurt them as much, affect them as much. Hine, bahaktonas hagnus, minimizing the negative. Af ki imrak b'kechut asayir, it's only 9 prakim, it's very slight. Kfar davar gadol, it's already big. If I had to say something negative, doing it in a certain way that limits how they're going to feel, so that already is a milah. Miteva ha'adam, shereishiso shel eizah ha'sefer, hu lo midoso b'yeser iyun. And if you think about it, this relates to what we were just talking about. Page 1 of a book, we know the best. We've read that the most. The beginning of a book, the beginning of a sefer. Right, you always, right, in any yeshiva, you always know the first 3 blad of the Masechta is all we learn many times. Right? The beginning, that's what you remember. Hine Bahamadas Aparsha Bichor Ksas, says Rav Yeruchim, Pesach Sheni is not the first parak in Bamidbar. Because the first parak you'd remember more. That's the message. The message is that even when there has to be a gnus, you know what? Think about how it's said. Hine Kazos Kvar Nechshav Haktanas Hagnus Kol Shehi. It's still a little bit of minimizing. Ubeinyan Kavid Gamktanas Kol Shehi Kazu Legavus Chashuva. It's still considered something great. Even if you know in the end, but if it's still minimizing the lack of kavod that's going to be given to the recipient, it's still a message, it's still something that we should try to do. It's not just about what is said, but how it's said and when it's said. And says Rav Yeruchim, I think this is the pshat of another Rashi that we're familiar with. Let's think way back to Sefer Bereishis. Me'ati ivanti etiv yosir in yidivei Rashi zal al pasik vayamas terach b'charon. Remember the end, Rashi at the end of Parshas Noach. Kishi yatsa Avram nishiru mishno terach harbe. When Avraham left and lech lecha, Terach hadn't died yet. You do the math. Terach had a long, many more years to live. And yet the Torah records vayamas terach b'charon. So why does the Torah say that? Terach didn't die yet. V'lo mehikdim ha'kasuv misaso shal terach lisiaso shal Avram. So the what does Rashi say there, line 13? If people knew that Terach was still alive and Avram left, this is Kibbutz Avaim. You leave your old father in Haran and you go to Israel and never going to see him again. This is Kibbutz Avaim. How can you do such a thing? So that's why the Torah doesn't say it. The Torah says Terach died. Hell. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what, we can't do the math? We can't figure it out ourselves? The Torah made it up. The Torah didn't make it up. The Torah said Vayamas, even though he didn't really die yet. It's closing the book on Charon, even though it shouldn't be closed. So Ezra of Yeruchim, what's the Revach? What did we gain? We still know that Terach was still alive. We still know that Avram left him in his old age. So what does the Torah gain by not telling us? End of line 17. Maher vachnu behelam inyan es mina ramabaze. Who are we tricking? Who are we faking? Ulam hua inyan asher amarnu. Says Rav Yochanan, no, this is exactly the point. Halo la amito shel davar in klal kol she'ela b'tzidkos yitziyaso shel Avram. Really, in truth, there's no shaila, but why did Avram do it? He did it because Hashem told him. There's nothing to fault Avram about. Ki asa ken kasher tziva oso Hashem. Ela bechvodo shel Avram avinu anachnu asukim. But what are we talking about? We're talking about for the average guy on the street who's going to think about Avraham. Shalahamon ha'anashim mi'belit tivuna yeroy elohem kilulokim Avraham is covered of it. For the average person reading the Bible, it'll look like Avraham left his father in old age. V'yaprisis ha'kavid imgan katan tanot kazos kfar nizra ha'torah. And the Torah cares about even the little bit of kavod. You have to write a gnus, you have to write something negative, or something that will be perceived as negative. Even so, the Torah goes out of its way to try to cover it up. That's the message of a muktum u'muchar b'Torah, and that's the message of the Rashi in Parshas Noach. We're worried about people's kavod, even in a very slight way. Okay, moving right along. If you look in the Torah, we have Perek Tes, after the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, which we discussed at length last year, the messages of Pesach Sheni. We have the discussion of Bnei Yisrael traveling. Right, when the Chatzotro sounded, which we'll talk about soon, the Bnei Yisrael traveled, this number of trumpets, this number of shofars, these number of sounds, when the Anan left, when the Anan didn't leave. So if you look in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the last Pasuk in the Parsha, after the Torah describes, sometimes Bnei Yisrael stayed a few days, sometimes a month, sometimes some years. All right, so that's what the Torah describes, how they traveled. The Pasuk says, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, V'Al-Pi Hashem Yisau. By the mouth of Hashem, by the word of God, they encamped, and by the word of God, they traveled. When Hashem said stop, they stopped. When Hashem said go, they went. And they never knew how long they'd be in one spot. They talk about the bitachon of that. You have to set up, you have to pitch your tent, you don't know if you're going to be here for 5 years. Or for 5 days. No, that's the way it is. Es mishmeres Hashem shamar al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. They did what Hashem wanted. Al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisau. So there is a hashkafic point and a halachic point that is said by the same author, but he doesn't connect the two in his svarim. Chafetz Chaim, source 4 and source 5. So in source 4 is from the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah. He has a hashkafic drush on this pasuk, which connects perfectly to another thought that he says in a halakhic context, but the two in his work are not linked. So first in source 4, let's see his drush. Chafetz Chaim al Torah. Al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisau. So again, the pashas is, Bnei Yisrael camped and traveled based on what Hashem said. But the Chafetz Chaim gives us a little deeper insight. Lifnim bi Yisrael, earlier in history, in the Jewish people, kishakulam hayoshim amakomban, when people didn't travel so much, basically what used to happen hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago, even more, people grew up in a town, they married somebody from the town, they went to school in the town, they learned in the town, and they got a job, and they got married, and they lived in the town, and then they had nobody moved anywhere. Basically, everybody stayed put. You were in your house, and that's it. The kolechad hayoshim amakom avosav, everybody lived where their parents lived. Where did the greatest education come from? The home. The home. Basically, people were home. That's what they did. Right? There was no outside external forces that were brought into the home. Right? Nowadays, everything from outside can be brought inside. B'tol kashi akadashim of the house. Well, we live in a challenging generation. But in those days, what did you bring in? If there was something outside, it was outside. So it wasn't idyllic. There was challenges outside the house also, but they weren't always brought into the house. But inside the house, education came from the home. Basically, the father taught and the mother taught. Fahatorah ha'isa mechazeres alachsan yishalom. And in that way, the generations lived and pushed and continued one to the other. Fatochacha ha'isa nechutz arak lishpar mitzvah v'lihidura. And basically, parents taught by example, and they had to explain and improve, and they gave Musar based on that. But basic ideas, like tefillin, the father didn't have to teach the son. The son saw the father. The son was always around. The son didn't travel out. Hainu bevechinas al pi Hashem yachanu. Al pi Hashem. How did they get the message of Hashem? Yachanu, in the camp, where they were camped. That's where they lived. They lived al pi Hashem in the machane, in the camp. But says the Chafetz Chaim, nowadays, in the beginning of the 20th century, nowadays, 100 years ago, it's a different world. It's a different world nowadays, says the Chafetz Chaim. There's no more, we don't live in a time period of al pi Hashem yachanu anymore. Now we live in a time period of al pi Hashem yisau. Everybody's traveling around. How long do the kids stay in the house, sheltered? Not too long. My parents have a certain finite short amount of time, and they have to train their children in order to take the values with them. What percentage of children move back to the neighborhood of their parents in the world? Not too large a percentage. Avol ka'eis, says the Chafetz Chaim, shematzui shekol echad yehei nodeid mimkomo apaslechem. You have to do it for panasa reasons, for job reasons, for leos kavua, bimakom sheikare adas prutzim, u'mitzvas atara hefker b'neim. Sometimes we have to find ourselves in workplaces which aren't so safe and secure for a halachic person. There's a lot of challenges out there. There's a lot of yitzharas out there. And machalos asuros, and business meetings, all the different shilas that come up. Velasos malacha, Shabbos, chas v'shalom. So nowadays, what's the job of a parent? Not just the PSM yachanu. What are they doing when they're chone, when they're encamped in my house? But I got to teach them the basics because they're not always going to be here. Lay dachom et kolitzer ve'isser ve'godol ancho l'mayim yikuyam banu al pi Hashem yisau. Because now traveling outside, we got to teach al pi Hashem with the nesias, not just with the machanis. That's al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisau. It used to be al pi Hashem yachanu, says the Chafetz Chaim. But now we live in a world of al pi Hashem yisau. The message is we have to know how to be al pi Hashem even while we are traveling. That's the pasuk that says chanuch l'nar al pi darko gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimena. We have to give chinuch to our children al pi or to our students al pi darko. Why gam ki yaskin? Even when they get old and they're independent, they're away from the house lo yosu mimena. It won't leave them. We have to implant values. That's the al pi Hashem yachanu. That might even one might even look at it in terms of stage. The first couple of years of a child, there's al pi Hashem yachanu, even nowadays. But then, parents have to create the values in that child to make it al pi Hashem yisau. That is the drasha hashkafic point on the pasuk. But a related point is a very famous Chafetz Chaim, probably the most famous thought of his in all of Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is the Chafetz Chaim's set of svarim, three-volume work, on all of the mesechtes, or part of mesechtes, that are not l'maisa. So the Shulchan Aruch left it out. So, the Chafetz Chaim wanted a paskin. The Chafetz Chaim says, what are you talking about? Mashiach's going to come tomorrow. The Harei Bana Beis HaMikdash. Listen to last year's shir, the Chafetz Chaim on Parshas Baal Oscha, on the Lashon of Pitom at the end of the Parsha. Mashiach's going to come tomorrow. We're not going to know any halachas. Any kohanim out there? You've got to do the avoda. There's even an opinion in Maseches Tainus that holds that kohanim are not allowed to drink wine, Bezman HaSeh. Why? Because maybe today's the day that they're supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Mashiach's going to come, and what are they going to do? They're going to have to go, I'm sorry, I'm drunk. What do you mean you're drunk? You know how many karbanas have to be brought today? You know how many karbanas we all owe? It's unbelievable. Anybody who's ever had a baby, they owe a karban for each baby, a set of karbanas for each baby. Anybody who's ever been, there's so many hoda'ah, karbanas chatas, unbelievable. How many karbanas? All right, so the kohen, oh no, it's okay. Right, but we're gonna have to know. We have the cones over for Shabbos. Oh, are we charred? Tamei says the Chafetz Chaim, you gotta know these halachas. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole set of svarim called Likutei Halachos on Maseches Zvachin and Menaches and the parts of Maseches Sota that are not Lamaisa, all the halachas. So this is from Sota. Why is this in Sota? Because that's where the sugya, the Mishnah and the Gemara about teaching Torah to women is. Topic of a separate shir. But there the Chafetz Chaim has a very well-known thought. So says the Chafetz Chaim in source number 5, and it's the same idea that it's based on that he discussed on our pasuk. This is where it is. Venira, says the Likutei Halachos. Venira, it appears to me. This whole idea of not teaching certain parts of Torah to women. Dekol zeh dafka bizmanim shalafaneinu. This is all only applicable to the time period and history before us. Shekol echad hayador b'makam avosav. Everybody lived in their parents' shtetl. V'kabalas ha'avos hayachazak ma'od eitzal kol echad ve'echad. And everybody had a strong mesorah from their parents. L'hisnahig b'derech shedarchu avosav. To go in the way that their parents went. Meaning education was in the house. U'kamaymar akasav sh'al avicha v'yagedcha. Maybe in the olden days, look, many women were illiterate until 150 years ago. They weren't educated. So then we can rely, you know, whatever the mama does, that's what the daughter does. And they followed, they learned by example. But says the Chafetz Chaim, Aval ka'eis ba'avonoseinu harabim, shekabalas ha'avos disrofif ma'od ma'od. Now, it's so difficult to give over to the next generation, to our children. They don't learn by example. There's so much going on outside. They're outside the house more. They're in a dormitory. They're moving out. So many times they're outside the house. Sorry, I can't see. It's rubbed out. They learn other. I think it's talking about that they go to other studies in school. Right, they're learning other sciences. Lashon ha'amim, the lashon of the nations, bevada mitzvah rabba lalamdam chumish v'gam neviim uksuvim u'musarei chazam perkei avos v'sefer. I have the original here. V'sefer menoras hamar v'chadome. The Chofetz Chaim starts off a little bit of Torah Shabbat Peh. And not for now. How much to expand it? Topic of a separate shiur. But says the Chofetz Chaim, because they're not in the home anymore. You got to. They're learning all everything else. You got to educate them in Torah as well. Kadesha yis ames etzlam inyan emunaseinu hakadosha diim lohach alav hachi. If we don't do this, alul she yasuru legamrei miderach Hashem v'yavru al kol yisodi hadas chas v'shalom. This is the Chafetz Chaim, the source of the Beis Yaakov movement, the source of all women's education. A lot of it came from these words of the Chafetz Chaim written 100 years ago. So, but it's the same idea. Al pi Hashem Yachanu, the Al pi Hashem Yisau. That's his idea. That's what it's based on. It's based on the fact that education and life is different than it was. We live in a time period of Yisau. It's more dangerous, and therefore we have to change our mechanisms of how we educate. Continuing. So let's go back for a moment to Pesach Sheni. Let's go back. We discussed last year as well. One message of Pesach Sheni. Rav Pinkus has another message of Pesach Sheni. Another message. Says Rav Pinkus in source number 6. Teferi Shimshon. Dover nifla matzanu b'din karben Pesach mashalo matzanu b'mitzvah zacheres b'torah v'u inyan Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the only mitzvah of its type. Right, you don't find it by any other mitzvah, a makeup. You can't make up shacharis. Okay, shacharis, you're davening two minchas, is that really a makeup? You're not davening shacharis again, you're davening two minchas. You can't do the same thing. Karban Pesach, you can bring the Karban Pesach again, a month later. You can't make up lulav. Right? I can't make up most mitzvahs. I can't make it up. What can I do? And all of a sudden, Pesach Sheni, I can make it up. Yadua shebechol ha-mitzvos yeshiz ha-klal overs mano batar karbano. Usually by mitzvahs, once the time passes, it's over. V'hayinu mitzvah sheyesh lo zman mesuyam l'kayima. Right? We know this. We're not too far off of after Sfiras HaOmer. How many times did we remember right after Shkia? Oh! Right? I forgot. I wanted to do all day. Did I count last night? Can't make it up. Can't make it up. Imar zman of lokiyam es ha-mitzvah afilo mayones. What can you do? Ein lo tashlumin. But miyuchad bazeh karman Pesach sheyesho tashlumin. Only karman Pesach, we have a second chance. Hashem says, you can do it again. Another chance. Omisha haya tamei over derech rechoka. Somebody was tamei, somebody was too far away. Flo hikrav as a Pesach b'moado. He didn't give the karman Pesach. Yachol lahakrivo b'chodesh habav yudalad b'ir. Next, you have a month later, yudalad ir, you can make it up. What's the message? What's the message? So, yes, one message obviously is always want to do mitzvos and always yearn for mitzvos and don't take no for an answer. That's what we discussed in the past. But Cesar Pinkus has a slightly different thought. There's a yesod here that we must learn for our lives. It happens a lot, says the Rav Pinkus, that a person feels, or rightfully so, in truth, that they missed out on a certain opportunity. Misibot shonot, for different reasons, ligadol al birkei haTorah vaHamitzvos ulagiel madrigas b'avodas Hashem v'galus haTorah. Somebody says, I wish I had that background. I wish I went to that school. I wish I had that teacher. I wish this, I wish that. You know, I can't. I lost out all those years. I didn't grow up like he did or she did. I didn't have this. I didn't have that. How many times do we think, hear that from others, or we think that to ourselves? If I would have had that background, if I would have grown up in that neighborhood, if I would have done this, if I would have done that, oh, my life would have been made. We always think that because we lost out, that affects and determines our future. Based on our past, that's it. It's finished. Im yavo adam ze betainas loma nigara, all a person has to do is say, why should I lose? Loma nigara. Like the Anshei Pesach Sheni said, Lama shalom eske gam anochi lama shazachu la'achirim, v'yishtadel ba'amo v'yagiyah la'ashlam es hasher hechzir. If a person just doesn't say, oh, I lost out, I wish I would have had that opportunity. But instead a person says, even though, I'm going to push it, and I'm going to try, yuchal l'zachos l'Pesach Sheni. They could also be zochah l'Pesach Sheni. V'yashlam ezasbo begavlos b'torah, v'yafilu im hischil me'uchar, v'lo eschanech b'kach minurav. Even if they start late, doesn't matter at what age. It doesn't matter at what stage or age of life. Somebody says, I want to do it now. It's not easy, but they could do it. That's Pesach Sheni. It's always there. All we have to have is the attitude of Lama Nigara. I don't want to be left out. Lo Lechinam, continues Rav Pinkus, not for nothing. Madgishim lanu chachameinu akadoshim shehatana hagodol biyoser Rabbi Akiva ad gil arboim haya amaretz gamar. Rabbi Akiva, until age 40, did not know Aleph Beis. Not only did he not know Aleph Beis, the Gemara tells stories that he was anti. He wasn't just neutral. He was anti-rabbi. He wasn't neutral, non-rabbi. He was anti. Rabbi Akiva, he was 40. He didn't know. And he became Rabbi Akiva. He started Torah Shabbat Peh again. Right after Sfiras HaOmer. What happened at age 40? Did he say, okay, I'll go to my Dafyomi Shir every morning for an hour? Yotze Zayin. Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. He didn't learn an hour a day. Ela sha'af l'gado batora ke'echara tamidei chachamim. You know what he said at age 40? I'm going to become the Gadol Ador. I'm going to become the greatest. I'm not going to just be Yotze. V'hismaseh b'chol kolchosav l'torah. And he gave all of his Mesiris Nefesh. Even though he had a family. He left his family for 24 years. That's true. His wife helped him out. Until he's Rabbi Akiva. Because at age 40, he didn't say, you know what? I didn't go to yeshiva all my life. I could have been sitting and learning for 20 years. But he didn't say that. He said, you know what? Now I realize it. Now I have the Hakara Lama Nigara. Why should I lose out? Rabbi Akiva said, I want Pesach Sheni. I don't want to lose out. And finally, says the Chazon Ish on line 20, Al zeh shekfar nizbager, uba b'shanim v'lo lamed b'yalduso, somebody who's already a little older, and he didn't learn in his youth, shenifsal b'enei b'nei adam aliyos Talmud, gam hu ba'atzmo ein aro achova l'nafsho, likanis l'beis ha'medj l'vakish Torah. So many times, we have that attitude. I missed the opportunity already. I missed it. If this would have been. He says, Eina Dover Kain. We have to constantly have the attitude of Lama Nigara. It's never too late. If we want to do something, if we want to accomplish something, it's up to us. It's all in the attitude. I want to start getting up and staying late and starting this and that. We could do it. We could do it. It's never too late to start. That's the message of Pesach Sheni. That's the message. Okay. Okay, going back to the next parsha. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Perek Yud. Next section of the Torah. Hashem describes how Bnei Yisrael traveled. Asei lecha shtei chatzotzot kesef, miksha ta'aseh osam. Hashem says to Moshe, make for yourself two trumpets of silver, make them miksha as one unit. V'hayu lecha lemikra ha'edo l'masa samachanos. Right, it's in the bold print, the beginning of Source 8. Right, and they will be there for you to gather the Eda and for the camps to travel. V'saku bahein, you will blow in them. V'no adu elecha kol ha'eda pesach ha'amoed. You blow a tekiah, and everybody will gather. Vim ba'achas yisko, and if you only blow out one tkiya, the no adir lecha nesiim, the nesiim will come. Right? All different types of different blowings. Blowing with what? What do you blow? How many times you blow? All different types of messages. In the Kamoti Shalal Rav, there's a thought from the Lev Avraham. Three thoughts, actually. Three messages that you learn from these psukim. Each of them a gem. What do you learn from these psukim about the Chatzotzros? The Lev Avraham. Number one. And the first thought I mentioned in a drasha in past years, first thought stands on its own. But really, the context, if you look at all three, as we'll see. Ha'echad, thought number one, line three. Mimashakaz of Rashi Asei Lecha. The parsha starts off, Hashem tells Moshe, make for yourself chatzosros. Make for yourself trumpets. What do you mean, Lecha? Rashi says, Asei Lecha Mishalecha. You have to make your own trumpets. Ata oseh u'mishtamesh bahen velo acher. You make your own trumpets, says Hashem says to Moshe. And when it's Yeshua's turn to lead the people, he'll make his trumpets. And when it's time for Elazar, he'll make his trumpets. Every generation, every person, makes their own trumpets. Afilu Yehoshua lo ishtamish b'chatzotros sh'asa Moshe. Umikan l'man aderach remes. What's the message? What's the message? That Yeshua couldn't even use Moshe's trumpets? What were the trumpets used for? They would use to gather the Am. They were used to inspire the Am. They were used to awaken the Am. Every generation in history requires its own way of inspirations and its own way of inspiring. What inspired students 20 years ago won't inspire students today. Surely, compared to 100 years ago, every generation needs their own chatzotzros. It's a message of a principle. Ki ha-kelem shebehem ishtamshem k'di lahakel osam l'masa masa machanos. The kelem that Moshe Rabbeinu used to gather the Am, to get the camp to travel, klomar, l'lachdam saviv amani, to gather them around the leader, l'hakilam u'lahaviyam lidei tshnua, to get them to move, l'leches, l'hala, l'alos, b'torah v'yira, kelem elu mishtane midar l'dor. Every generation, you speak to people who have been a chinuch for many years, so they could tell you, any principal, if they've been in the business for 30, 40 years, they'll say, education is totally different. Every couple of years, there are new challenges. There are new ways we have to inspire. V'afsha matara nish'eres tamid achas. The goal is always the same. Dveikas b'kadosh baruch hu. But the means, aval haderech mishtaneh v'ha'emsam she'itovim b'dar kadum, yucholom lios psulim b'dar haba. Right, it's all in how we do it. We could be harsh one direction, one generation, and we have to be soft in the next generation. Right? Similar to the Chafetz Chaim we spoke about before. It depends on the generation. Different chatzotzros every generation. Thought number one, Asei Lecha. Thought number two from the Pesukim of Chatzotzros. Line number 10, Hasheni. Mima sha'amar ha-pasuk, shekedei lahakilas kol ha'am, tokim shtei chatzotzros. When the nation is gathered, you blow with two trumpets. V'ilu k'dei l'hakilas rashi ha'eda tokem rak b'chatzotzos achas. To gather the heads of the Eda, the Nisim, just one. To gather everybody, you got to do two. The Eda, you got to do one. Look, what does that teach us? L'amdeinu. Shederach ha'hashpa al ha'anoshim ha'gdolim shonehi miderach ha'hashpa al ha'amon. If somebody's giving a shiur to a group of rabbis, it's a different type of shiur in terms of inspiring them than giving to a group of laymen. If somebody's giving to a group of learned laymen, it's a different shiur than beginner laymen. There's different ways of inspiration for different facets of the same society. The different layers of the society. This one takes two trumpets, this time takes one trumpet. Shahari ben Mishlei Nemar, and Mishlei gives a yitzpat, tachas ga'ara b'meivin me'akos k'sil me'ya. Aval ha'chacham k'chol shagadu yoser hu, Kain hu gam ragish yoser. The wiser a person, the more sensitive a person, the more focused a person. And therefore, maybe the hamona needs two trumpets. But the rashi ha'eda could get away with one trumpet. Right? Different ways of inspiration for different people, even of the same generation. And finally, the third idea, vashlishi, pasuk zayin. You go, this one is not here. Pazak Zion, he gives it to you on line 18. Uva hakil, milashin emer l'achar mikan. Uva hakil asakahal, when you gather the people, tisku'u velo sariyu. Blow a tekiya and not a trua. Tisku velo sariyu. When you have to gather everybody up. V'afkan yish remez nifla. This is also a remez. Ki himei mishpat shagurhu b'fi ha'am. There's a saying that people say, "Im ata sameach hakol smeichem itcha." If you're happy, everybody's right there with you. "V'im ata boche, ata boche levatcha." But if you cry many times, we're crying alone. What does that mean? "V'yakein yish ladas shirak im tnuwa shel simcha efshar lahashpia al bnei adam v'le'esof otam yachal l'matara achat." Doing things and inspiring besimcha with a smile, with a positive outlook, that's much easier, and that way is going to work better than screaming and crying with a negative, sad, difficult outlook. Vehine tskia is meramis on a koshal simcha. The pasuk says, "Of yom simchaschem v'moadechem v'rashach atcheichem uskatem." Tskia symbolizes simcha. Positive, great, amazing, let's do it. But shrua, what's a shrua? Genuche ganach yulil yolil, different types of cryings, as we know from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, a wailing, a crying, a groaning. So when you want to gather the people, the attitude that we have to take is tisku v'lo sariyu. We have to be positive, we have to do it with a smile, b'sever panim yafis, with simcha, the simcha of being a Jew, not the ol of being a Jew. And that's passed down. The attitude of how we look at our yahadus, what type of attitude we have, besimcha, and not bekaas or bekoshi. Those are the three messages of the chatzotzros. Different chatzotzros to different generation, different chatzotzros to different people in the same generation, and number three, besimcha, tisku'u velo sariyu. Okay, moving right along. Next parak, parak yadalf. This parsha is chock full of many different items. Rav Soloveitchik has a shiur, which many have listened to, where he connects all the different parts of Parshas Baal Oscha. We're not going to get into that now. But in Perek, we have the Vayhi Betzoa Ha'aron, discussed a little bit last year, the backwards, upside down Nunin. Says the Pasuk, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let's start with that. So Klai Yisrael are crying again. Many times in this Sefer, Klai Yisrael are going to be complaining. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, lo ma'ari osa l'avdecha, v'lama lo matzatzi chen b'inecha, l'asum es masa akol amaze aloi. It's difficult. This nation is difficult. This is a big burden. They're constantly complaining. Moshe is saying, they're always kvetching. Ha'anochi harisi es amaz kol amaze. Did I give birth to these? It's like, meilu if I'm a parent, says Moshe Rabbeinu. So I'm stuck with them in the car. Right? But did I have them? I'm traveling with them in the desert. It's hot. They're complaining. They want meat. They want drinks. They want everything. Right? The day before, DVDs and cars. Right? So say, Hanoch Erisi, did I give birth to these? I'm not even their parents, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Im Anochi Yiluditiyu? Ki Somerla, you tell me, Sayo Bechekecha. You tell me that I have to carry them. Kasher Yisa Omen Sayonek, like a mother carries a nursing baby. Aldavashir Shpata Me'ayinli Basa. Where am I going to get meat from? What do you want from me, Hashem? All right, Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. I can't do it. So Hashem says, fine. 70 is a Canaan. I'm going to help you out. And the Torah continues. Rashi says, on Pasuk Yud Beis. Where's the Rashi? Kisomar Eli. You tell me, did I give birth to them that you told me I have to carry them? Sha'ata Omer Eli Sa'eyu Bechekecha, that you say to me, carry them in your chest? So V'heichan Amar Lokein. So where did Hashem say that Moshe has to lead them and carry them in his chest? Moshe says, did I give birth to them that you tell me that I have to carry them? Kashi Yisa Omen is a Yonek. Right? So V'heichan Amar Lokein. So where did Hashem say that Moshe has to do this? Leich Nechei Es Ha'am. In the end of Shmos. Go lead the people. Perek L'Amid Beis. V'omer V'yitzaveim Al-Bnei Yisrael. Almanash you soklin eschem umacharif umacharfim eschem. Shmos leich mecheyat am. Hashem told Moshe to lead them. That pasuk somehow assumes and includes that Moshe's got to do everything for them. What does it mean to lead? You got to do everything. What does it mean? Second Rav Yeruchim of the night, source number 9. Bottom of the page. Yadoa neida. Ki yisod uklal vaday. Says Rabbi Yerucham, a very deep thought. It is known. Ki kol hanimsa b'kol eze mitzias shehi litzorech nimsa. Any creation, any item that exists exists for a reason. Everything that exists is there for a reason. Umikal shekein, ki kol ha-organism shel ha-adam, and surely every aspect of a person, mitzi parnav atzaros rosho, from his fingernails until his hair, hakol utzorech v'tachlis nivru, every single part of our bodies, even if medical science cannot explain every single part of our body, there's an ultimate perfect reason. Tziparnayim hanirim lachora kumotarot, fingernails, they appear extra. Im yasir ma'adam imenu, you take off somebody's fingernails, yukaf tekef ki ef shalom mamash, it's kain v'ladeim. Then you look down, you're like, my fingernails, what do I need them for? Tell you, this last summer on Tisha B'Av, I closed the door on my finger. Right? And the whole process turned black, and eventually it fell off. Until the new nail grew back, took like 3 months for the new nail to grow back. Until it grew back, it was very soft. Anytime I touched that finger to anything, I saw stars. Ah, and fingernails, what's the big deal? I don't need a fingernail. Without the fingernail, forget it. That's what he says. We don't realize it half the time. Yadayim mamash b'shoshein. Ulamachze. He says it. My case. They're there for protection. Ulamachze hein tzrichos v'adai. Habasar v'atzamos. He quotes the Cholos Halavavos. Every single part of our body. Every single part of our body is there for a reason. Kali vari ha'adam l'chol chalkeim l'kiyim gufal tzorach tachliso. Last line. Ki in kol duhu b'chol ha'organism shalo l'lo tachlis. Everything is there for a reason, says Rabbi Yerucham. And now he continues. Not only is everything there for a reason, but the fact that something exists is mechayiv, that item. If somebody exists, then they have a tachlis. They have a purpose. They have a ultimate goal to fulfill. If I exist, says Rabbi Yerucham, it's for a reason and a purpose that I must fulfill. It says in Baruch Hashem, line 7. Me'etzem mitziuso roeh ki hu ha'adam emetz tachliso. The fact that a person exists is mechayiv him to fulfill and use everything that he has. Etzem mitzias ha'adam mechayiv es ha'adam l'tafkido la'avda l'shamer l'kaima. Im nofeach bo neshama kol kach hashuva ve'elyona shetei gedola yosem en ha'malachem atzmam. The fact that I have a neshama... It's mechayev me to use that neshama. Why else would Hashem give me a neshama? Zek shalatzmo hatzav achi gadol. You know what the command is? How do I know that I'm supposed to use my neshama? The fact that I have a neshama. The mitzias, the reality itself, says Rabbi Yerucham, itself is mechayev a person to use it. Behema ki ein latachlis l'machshavos l'nivra b'machshava. There's no purpose for an animal to have a thought. See, it wasn't created with the ability to have intellect. If the purpose of life was just to dive and drown into gashmius, so what would be the purpose of having a nefesh, of having a soul? The fact that I have a soul, haraya, that I have to live a spiritual life. Ain motaros po organ. There's nothing extra. The fact that it exists is mechayiv me and tells me that this is what I have to do. And final step. Not only the fact that something exists means it has a purpose. And number two, the fact that something exists is mechayev them to use it. But finally, the greater a person is, the greater talent a person has, is mechayev them to use those talents. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me in a certain situation, in a certain environment, with certain kochos, it's because Hashem wants me to use those kochos, and to be mashpia, and to carry whoever is with me along, even without an explicit command. So he says now, that's our Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why me? Why me? Hashem says, I told you to lead the people. But Moshe says, what do you mean? Lead the people? But does that mean I have to treat them like they're my kids? I have to listen to all their complaints? Hashem says, you're the Gadol Hadar. You have the abilities. You're in charge. I gave you certain kochos. Okay, I'll give you some helpers. Shivim Zakedim now. But the fact that I said, Leich Nacheyas Am, and I made you the leader, that itself is mechai of you to do everything you can. On the bottom, that's what he says, line 45. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach. Aso is Moshe Rabbeinu LaMoshe Rabbeinu Amar. Why do you make it Moshe Rabbeinu? Ain't Satsuim V'Shashuim B'Briya. There's no just entertainment in the creation. Hakol Litzorach Nivru. There's nobody like Moshe. That means Moshe's got to do like nobody else. That's the pshat of Rashi, and that's for us as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us everything we have in our life is to use for a certain tachlis. Every talent, every asset, everything is to use l'shem shamayim, because the fact that it's there is mechayif. Okay, final thought for the night. We have two Rav Yeruchims, so we'll have two thoughts of the Chavetz Chaim as well. Actually, the two before went together though. But the final thought of the Chavetz Chaim on the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Parshas Bahaloscha, which is also the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, talks about the vision of Zechariah seeing the menorah, and source number 12, Vayareini es Yeshua Kohen HaGadol Omri Lefnei Malach Hashem, and he showed me Yeshua Kohen Gadol standing in front of a Malach, Vahasatan Omid Al Yamino Lesitno. And the Satan's on his right trying to seduce him, trying to get him to do Averis. Lesitno, to be must in him. The Satan's on the right. Ask the Chafetz Chaim. When we usually talk about good guy, bad guy, and we talk about Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, which side is usually associated with Tov, and which side is usually associated with Ra? So usually, the right side is the Tov side. V'hine yadua, says the Chafetz Chaim, ki aderach ha-satan hu ha-yetzer hara smala, on a Kabbalistic realm as well. The Yetzer Hara is always on the left, l'sitra d'misa'ovsa, in the tummy side. V'lev chacham ze yetzer tov l'yimino. It's always the good side, is always the right side. That's the stronger side, the yetzer tov. And the left side is the, even if somebody's a lefty, I'm not insulting anybody right now, but I'm just saying usually the right is the tov and the left is the yetzer hara. So what's going on in our pasuk? Yes, the Chafetz Chaim. The Satan's on the right side. V'hu omid al yamino l'sitno. What do you mean somebody's on the right side? The Satan should be on the left side. The Yetzer Tov is on the right side. Says the Chafetz Chaim al kavanah hikach. This is the kavanah. Dine yadua. Sha'asatanu wa yetzer hara matarasso hi lahachshu b'nei adam ulatosim b'nederach l'tzad smol. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan, his goal is to get us to do things against Hashem. Guess what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? That's it. That's his goal. He's a very sly and smart being. He'll try anything. So first he'll try to get us to do an Aveira. But, Baruch Hashem, most of us are beyond that. V'hi sig matarasa. V'dayinim rapi yodav v'mishtad lach shilo shuv. He tries again and again and again. But v'imroa ha-yitzahara she'ein b'kocha lahato, says Adam Smolo. Sometimes the Yitzahara will see that he doesn't have kochos above us. We're beyond. We're not going to do the Aveira. We're not. We're strong. We're beyond that Bechira point. Right? We are strong. We're not doing Averis. So you know what the Satan thinks? I got to get this person. How do I get him? So you know what he does? Azaihu ponu liyamin. He goes over to the right side. What does that mean? Klomar. Mishtadel hu ledaber alibo. Sheyasa mitzvah. Bishvul vahamshichom and a mitzvah el ha'avira. The Yetzahara dresses up as a mitzvah. He disguises himself as a mitzvah. And in that way, tricks us up. V'yal ha'adam sumalios tamid are. A person always has to be constantly awake. Ula hashkiach be'ein pekicha, and have an open eye al yetzahara. L'redis l'sov daito l'izar mimeno b'tachlis hazihiras. We have to be so careful. In the foot, it's storybooks. They tell over. The Chafetz Chaim used to go into the Beis Medrash at night at a certain time and shut off the lights in the Beis Medrash. Oh, you're staying up very late? You're staying up extra late to learn? Now let's see how your shachris is. Let's see what kind of kavanah you're having by shachris. The Chafetz Chaim would say, that's the Satan dressing up like a mitzvah. That's the Satan dressing up. Right, that's it. Right, but that's what he says. He says, pshat, v'hasar, we say in hashkivenu, v'hasar Satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. The Satan's in front of us. What do you mean behind us? V'hasar Satan milfaneinu, when it's clear, but even me'acharenu. He's pushing us. Yes, stay up and learn. Let's see how shachris is. All you need is one shvuas to realize. Not that such a great idea always. Maybe once a year to reflect on a point. But generally, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to make sure that we are aware and on guard. Because sometimes, Satan omid al yamino l'sitno. He transfers over. Ki yesha yitzahara meyer es ha'adam baboker mishenaso. Umitzav alechaz al-beis ha-knesses. Sometimes he'll tell, come on, you gotta go to shul. And he knows that this person is going to talk all of davening. Yeah, go to shul. Let's see what Chazaras HaShatz looks like. He knows what he's doing. He knows this guy is not going to miss shul. So he gets a person, go to shul. Let's see how much he daven there. Right? And then he gets to shul. And he knows he's not going to talk. Oh, let's see how much kavani. Let's think about all the things I have to do all day during davening. He tries as much as he can. whatever he can. We have to be on guard. The Ramchal, the Masul Yesharim, says that we find this other cases in history, the end, Parachaf, all the way towards the end of Masul Yesharim. He says, I'll give you two examples. Two times where there was a major mistake made, where there was an Avera that looked like a mitzvah. But in truth, it was an Avera. First of all, he quotes, right, we're getting post-Shavuos now, everybody says a Guten Zummer. So in a Guten Zummer, we start thinking towards, next week is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Start thinking about the 3 weeks. So we start thinking about Churban Abayis, Kamsa, and Bar Kamsa. If you think back to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, he quotes in Source 14, what happened, right, we remember the story, Bar Kamsa was thrown out of the party, wasn't even allowed to pay for the whole party, so he goes and tries to set up the Jews. He brings a carbon from the governor, and he brings it, puts a little mum in it, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, here, sacrifice this animal. So there's a whole discussion by the Sanhedrin, by the great rabbis in the Beis HaMikdash. What should we do? So some of the rabbis say, well, ein brera, you have to give the carbon. If you don't give the carbon, we're going to get killed. If the king wants us to give the carbon. So Zachariah ben Avkula stands up and says, no. People are going to think that you could give a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. You can't bring the carbon. So they said, okay, let's kill Bar Kamsa. He's a Rodef. He's endangering the entire Jewish people. Zechariah ben Avkula says, no, you can't do that. Because then people are going to say, if you bring a Baal Mum to the Beis HaMikdash, you get killed. So you can't do this. So the Rabbanan didn't do anything. And the Gemara says, the Anava of Zechariah ben Avkula caused the Churban Abayis. Very unclear what that means. Was he a tzaddik? Did he do the right thing or the wrong thing? The Ramchal assumes he did the wrong thing. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. But you know what? He caused the Churban Abayis. When there's a Rodef, you kill him! You do anything you want! There's no pikuach nefesh here! You give the carbon! That's not one of the big three! But who omid al yamino lasitno? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Zechariah ben Avkulis thought he was doing a mitzvah. Another example. Gedalia ben Achikam. Tzom Gedalia. We know we fast, right? We fast after Rosh Hashanah. And the story is told both in Sefer Malachim and in Sefer Yirmiyah. The same exact story is told. Gedalia ben Achikam, he was the appointee of Nebuchadnezzar in Eretz Yisrael. And another fellow Jew named Yishmael was very jealous that he was appointed the governor, so he was going to assassinate Gedalia. Gedalia was warned about it. Gedalia says, no, I'm Dam Lakavschus. Yishmael, my friend, he would never do such a thing like that to me. And lo and behold, Gedalia did not take the precautions, and Yishmael was assassinated him. And the Gemara Masechet Nida says it's partially his own fault. So he, I Dam Lakavschus, it's a great mitzvah. But Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha, Dam Lakavschus. But you know what? V'hu Omer Al Yemino L'Sitno. Okay, you want to do that, but take precautions. Other examples, but that's what the Chafetz Chaim says is the pshat in our Haftorah. V'hasatan omer al yimino l'sidno. We have to be so careful, not just to stay away, but we have to look into all of our actions. That parak in the Ramchal is called Mishkal HaChasidus. We have to weigh all of our actions to make sure. And the only way to do that is to constantly be focused and rethinking and revisiting all of the actions in our lives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the chachma to do that in our generation. We had a lot of thoughts tonight about how this generation is different than previous generations. We're in a generation of Al-Pi Hashem Yisa'u. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless our hishtadlus. We should say, Lama Nigara. We should say, it's only up to us. We shouldn't lose out. And Beth Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shemaya that we need.